Now, on the line, I'm with John Lannan. He's CEO of Duras. He's going to be talking about the serious consequences following reduction in legal aid for international protection applicants. Good morning, John. Thanks very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
You're most welcome. John, first of all, last week's news that legal aid will be reduced by 50%. Is this for all civil cases or just in relation to aid for international protection applicants?
So this is for the fee that's paid to private solicitors that are taking cases relating to international protection. Essentially, there are cuts to the legal aid scheme, includes cuts maybe up to 58%, as I said, for private solicitors who would be taking cases on behalf of people who are applying for international protection here. There is a refugee legal service which is available to people who are seeking asylum here, and there's a panel then which extends the service beyond the offices that are located in Dublin, in Cork and in Galway. And there are cuts to the fees being paid beyond that refugee legal service, which we're concerned about because that can have an impact on people's access to legal support that they need for their applications.
Okay, so this new legal aid scheme reduces significantly the fees paid to private solicitors, you know, to prepare submissions and represent applicants? That's
yes.
Basically what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Any specific reason as to why this change has come about?
It's not clear. I mean, we've ongoing concerns about the access to legal support from the moment somebody enters the country and wants to make an application for international protection. After the initial interview, there's a very long, complicated 60-page questionnaire that needs to be completed by somebody who's seeking asylum here in Ireland. And legal support is needed for that. The refugee legal service, which is established under the Legal Aid Board, is available to provide confidential, independent legal services, but it's stretched. It needs to go beyond that, and it does go beyond that to a panel of solicitors. We're concerned that with cutbacks to the fees being paid, that it reduces the quality or the level of service, the legal representation that people who are seeking protection here get, and that will have an impact on their ability to be successful in their application for protection here.
So basically it'll have a knock-on effect on the number of private lawyers, you know, available for applicants for financial reasons.
It could, yes, because it just may not be viable for people to do that work or to take the cases on behalf of asylum seekers.
Yes, and actually I believe a number of solicitors have actually stopped taking cases for this reason, as it's not worth their time and effort.
Yes, we've heard anecdotally that that's the case, and that some of the solicitors are just finding it not viable to be able to do these cases. There is a lot of work involved in this. You know, it's for somebody whose life, whose well-being is at risk, for somebody whose first language may not be English, for somebody who's in fear, who's been traumatised, and helping them, providing the legal supports that are necessary for them to be able to clearly and coherently make their case for international protection here is quite a bit of work.
Yes. Has the Legal Aid Board agreed to recruit new solicitors to deal with the shortfall? Have they looked beyond?
There's a need for more resources here on the Legal Aid Board in order to do this, because there have been cutbacks over the years. And while the applications are being supported, while people's right to seek international protection, subsidiary protection, which is another form of protection here in Ireland, is supported. Beyond that, then, there's additional supports needed if somebody needs to appeal, obviously, if somebody needs to seek humanitarian leave to remain in the country. There's another step, then, which is not covered by the Legal Aid Board, which is that sometimes a judicial review of the case is necessary. And that, as I said, is something that the legal aid board and the legal services provided to international protection applicants does not cover now.
Okay. The government gave a commitment to end direct provision. We spoke about this recently, both of us. Have there been any developments on this since?
No, we welcome the fact that money has been allocated in the budget to the accommodation for international protection applicants, but we sincerely hope that that money is going towards putting a replacement to the dysfunctional direct provision system in place. We know that the Catherine Day Committee, or expert group that was examining alternatives, has presented its report to the Ministers for Children and Youth Affairs, Roderick O'Gorman, and also to Minister McEntee, who's in the Department of Justice. We hope to see progress there from that, and that we'll have speedy movement on that promise from government.
Okay, so basically this new, you know, legal aid system with a cost reduction of over 50%, it'll also have a knock-on effect on the numbers of people in direct provision, because, you know, the application process will become even further delayed than it has been over the last number of years.
It has, and one of the fundamental changes that needs to happen in the international protection system here in Ireland is that it's speeded up. And a critical part of that is, as you say, to ensure that people get adequate legal supports early on. Because what often happens now is that if somebody has inadequate legal support to begin with, their initial application is unsuccessful, it goes into appeal, it may or may not be successful at that point. But by providing adequate and comprehensive legal support, as should be people's rights when they seek international protection here, and doing that early on, and matching that as well then with the other elements that are needed, like doing vulnerability or needs assessments of people, providing an early access to work and education for people. These components all need to come together to speed up the process and to not leave people in limbo, languishing in an institutionalised setting like direct provision for years.
Yes. John, if you go online, it actually tells us that international protection applications in Ireland are decided within 6 months, but it may take longer in some circumstances. Is this accurate, really?
Well, the bit that says it may take longer in some cases is certainly true, because it takes a lot longer in many cases. And often it's a long, drawn-out process. People can spend years waiting for initial interviews, then getting the response from that, maybe going into an appeal process. And in some cases, you'll need to go further and have a judicial review or to apply for leave to remain in the country. But it needs speeding up. There are not enough cases being handled speedily. And then there are other elements that need to come together as well. So at the moment, people even who have decisions, positive decisions on their international protection application, are left languishing in direct provision because they cannot move out to get accommodation or to be able to move on with their lives as they should be able to.
Okay. Right, so we're going to leave it at that, John, unless, of course, there's anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap it up.
Well, it would be lovely to be coming back to you with positive developments in the replacement or the ending of direct provision over the coming weeks or months. So we look forward to doing that.
Well, that actually sounds good. John, thanks very much again for joining us today. Great talking with you, as always. And all the very best, and take care out there.
Thanks for the time. Bye now.
Cheers. All the best. Now, that was John Lennon, CEO of Durris, talking about reduction in legal aid for international protection applicants.